And this is Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Mayor Linda Moore, City Manager Ron Fear with us today, and appreciate both of them being here. And I know I have a meeting coming up tonight, quite a few items on that agenda. Do want to remind our listeners, as always, phone lines are open, 537-1350, toll-free, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. And I guess, Ron, I know what leading things off having to do with KSU. I know you just had a meeting with President Myers last week, but once again, an item on the agenda tonight.
We do. Thank you, Kathy. Good morning. And this is a proposal for an agreement for the sale of the KSUIC building that's in the K-State Research Park. The city and K-State have had a long-standing partnership relative to incubator-type businesses that spur up on campus. And this particular facility dates back to a time where we leased space, the group leased space in the old Southwestern Bell building on Laramie Street, actually, just south of the campus, and then went to a facility out on Hayes Drive, only to be replaced by this new building that was constructed about 11 years ago in the K-State Research Park. It's a unique partnership where the city has a 50-year lease on the land from K-State within the research park, and then the city utilized some of its economic development funds, the 2002 through 2012 economic development sales tax, to construct this facility, as well as some grant money from the Kansas Department of Commerce, and also the former group that used the different sales tax funds from the state. So what the proposal is that originally in the first 10 years of the existence of the building, there was a nominal lease by the KSUIC. It was NISDAC back then, but this organization, it's a group headed by Kent Glasscock that really works on the entrepreneurship and the technology developed at K-State, the intellectual technology developed by K-State, or that's been donated to K-State to grow new businesses and assist them in developing and graduate them. And we have several graduates of that program that have spurred up in the community and are growing businesses in the community and elsewhere. And after a 10-year period, there was a provision where over the next 10 years, the Institute could either continue to lease, the lease terms changed to a $50,000 a year annual lease, or they had an option to purchase the building at its original principal cost, which was about $5.645 million. They had a year to make that determination, and they notified us last year that their intent was to purchase the building. And so we've been working on and negotiating a contract purchase arrangement, or a lease purchase arrangement, which would allow them to purchase that building for that amount. It was agreed to among the original terms over a 15-year period and to pay that original purchase price. So it's one of those things. The funds and from those proceeds will go back into the Economic Development Fund for the city. So it's something we've had a work session with the commission about this previously and been working on some of the parameters. It did have to be approved by the Board of Regents, and they got that approval earlier this fall. And so we're ready to proceed to the next steps.
Mayor, some of your thoughts?
Just that, you know, sometimes we set something up for years into the future, and sometimes the economic development money kind of disappears. And this time it's coming back. And so that's a unique, at least this first time I've really seen it. And because I have been concerned about the status of the Economic Development Fund and making sure we have money when the time comes, when whatever time that is, I'm pleased that we're replenishing and able to move the money back, quite a bit of money actually, back into the Economic Development Fund. And that would be the second Economic Development Fund we have.
Correct.
We have three. And so the old rules will apply, whatever, when we decide to expend those. So that's a good thing to have happen.
Very good. Manhattan Conference Center, second item on that agenda tonight, Ron.
Right. The Manhattan Conference Center is another kind of a unique public-private partnership project down on the South Redevelopment Area, and the partnership with HCW is the actual owner of the conference center. The conference center itself was constructed about 6 years ago with different aspects of the city utilizing some of its funds to build it. It was about $9.5 million. Ultimately, the HCW will pay about $5 million of that dollars over a 30-year period. And there's been discussion about the possibility of expanding the conference center. And so we've had some large groups that have used it that are kind of outgrowing it and said, there, you know, if we don't have more space, we're probably going to have to move this conference to another community. And so that's caused us to look at things. There's also been demands where it would have been nice to hold multiple groups within, you know, two or three groups simultaneously within the facility. And so looking at those capabilities, so the city, HCW, and the Convention and Visitors Bureau partnered to do a feasibility study and a market analysis, and we hired JLL out of Atlanta. This group was Tony Peterman specifically. This group was involved originally in the – they did a analysis about whether or not Manhattan could support a conference center. And so they're familiar with our market and other markets. The their estimates are is that about we've met a lot of our goals with this. About 85% of the year, Manhattan Conference Center hosts one or more events. There's been, since opening, over 1,400 groups or events with more than 160,000 attendees. That has generated significant economic impact, over $30 million in economic benefit to the community since it's opened. And so we're looking at how we might be able to increase some ballroom space. Before it was constructed, and within the community, we were in about 11th place across the state in the size of a ballroom availability. We've moved up to 6th in that regard. We're 3rd in the state in the number of rooms that are within walking distance of the meeting facility. And we're ranked number 1 as the most beneficial walkable site from the hotel rooms to the conference center, and then the atmosphere around the conference center, being able to walk to shops and dining and just the atmosphere with the South End that's been created. So I think a very positive aspect of that. People like to come to Manhattan for conferences because of that. And so this is analysis that really looks at they're suggesting and recommending that we do about a 10,000 square foot addition, which would create another 7,000 square foot of ballroom space. Right now, the overall conference center is about 30,000 square feet. And so it was designed to be expanded. There's some green space on the west side of the facility up against 4th Street, so that's the way it would be expanded. They also are suggesting some outdoor space that might be seasonal type use for exhibitors or receptions, and or as a possibility, maybe looking at it constructing some kind of a seasonal pavilion, maybe even over in Blue Earth Park, that would be beneficial for some outdoor activities. And so those are some of the suggestions that they're having. They're estimating that would cost about another $4.4 million to do something like that. And so this will be the first time the commission's heard this report, and see where we want to go from there.
It's certainly been nice having the Kansas Association of Broadcasters in town, some of our colleagues, and it's been a good time seeing a lot of them. So when you have a conferences, and I know there's several of this type nature, but
absolutely,
we are definitely growing, Linda. There's
absolutely
no doubt about that. You know, some of your thoughts about this.
It's just a joy to represent Manhattan. I've been invited to welcome groups occasionally since in the last 5 weeks or so. And I think people are eager to come here, and quite frankly, they're eager to come back next year, too. Some of the conferences are returning, and that's always good to see. Used to be just one or two conferences that would come back every year, but I think we're seeing more of those. We are I think the way our downtown area and our community has risen to the occasion, I guess, you know, we have invested, but it's a destination location for just families. I visited with one woman in Topeka who'd been here three times just to go to the Discovery Center, and other people who come to go to a conference. But with regard to the expansion, I think it seems the reasonable next step for us. I'm familiar with a conference that's organized locally they don't feel like they can use our convention space because it's not big enough. And so they take it to Salina, to the whatever the new name for the Bicentennial Center is. And so I'm eager for our space to host, you know, conferences that our local organizations sponsor. And that'll just be a next step for us, it seems.
Let's go ahead and take a break. It's now 9:17. Again, we have with us today Manhattan Mayor Linda Moore, City Manager Ron Fear. 537-1350 if you have questions or comments. Doesn't just have to be about tonight's agenda. It could be anything having to do with the City of Manhattan. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMEN.